There are four major funds administered through the department. 1. Real Estate License Administration Fund, to which license fees and other funds initially go. 2. Real Estate Research and Education Fund, for research and scholarships. 3. Real Estate Recovery Fund, a consumer-oriented fund for compensating consumers harmed by licensees' actions. 4. Real Estate Audit Fund, for conducting audits of special accounts. The Real Estate Research and Education Fund, Section 25-25. According to Section 25-25 of the Act, the Real Estate Research and Education Fund is administered by the Department and held in trust by the Illinois Treasury. On September 15th of each year, the Treasurer transfers $125,000 from the Real Estate License Administration Fund to the Real Estate Research and Education Fund, primarily to be used to promote real estate research and education at Illinois organizations and institutions of higher learning. Of this sum, $15,000 is set aside for a scholarship program, administered by the department or a designee of the department, to support the real estate education of minority real estate professionals. The scholarship money must go toward courses meant to increase the recipient's knowledge or expertise in the real estate field, including department-approved broker and managing broker licensing courses. Courses necessary to secure the Graduate Realtors Registered Institute designation, and courses at accredited Illinois institutions of higher learning. Obtaining and keeping a real estate license. Who needs to be licensed? Section 1-10, it is illegal for anyone to act as a broker, managing broker, sponsoring broker, or residential leasing agent without a real estate license issued by the department. Any broker who performs any of the following services, either directly or indirectly, whether in or through any media or technology, for another and for compensation, must have a real estate license. Sells, exchanges, purchases, rents, or leases real estate. Offers to sell, exchange, purchase, rent, or lease real estate. Negotiates, offers, attempts, or agrees to negotiate the sale, exchange, purchase, rental, or leasing of real estate. Lists, offers, attempts, or agrees to list real estate for sale, lease, or exchange. Buys, sells, offers to buy or sell, or otherwise deals in options on real estate or improvements thereon. Supervises the collection, offer, attempt, or agreement to collect rent for the use of real estate. Advertises or represents herself as being engaged in the business of buying, selling, exchanging, renting, or leasing real estate. Assists or directs in the procuring or referring of leads or prospects intended to result in the sale, exchange, lease, or rental of real estate. Assists or directs in the negotiation of any transaction intended to result in the sale, exchange, lease, or rental of real estate. Opens real estate to the public for marketing purposes. Sells, leases, or offers for sale or lease real estate at auction. Wholesaling. What is wholesaling? When a buyer enters into a purchase agreement with a seller, then the buyer sells the property or assigns the contract to another buyer at a higher purchase price before the first transaction closes. This is wholesaling. When the transaction closes, the first buyer profits on the difference of the transaction without any risk or ownership. You now must have a real estate license in order to sell any equitable interest the agent has in the transaction. A real estate licensee must disclose to the seller of the property that they will assign the purchase agreement on the property to another buyer for a profit. An individual or entity will need a broker's license or a managing broker's license if engaged in this pattern of business at least twice in a 12-month period. The full paragraph is in the IDFPR updates to the Real Estate License Act. This is not the same as flipping houses. Flipping is when someone buys a property and takes ownership of the property. After doing some repairs or upgrades, the owner places the property back on the market. A real estate license is not required for flipping houses. Unlicensed Agent Act, Section 20-22, violations: any person who is found working or acting as a managing broker, broker, or residential leasing agent, or holding himself or herself out as a licensed sponsoring broker, managing broker, broker, or residential leasing agent, without being issued a valid active license, is guilty of a Class A misdemeanor and, on conviction of a second or subsequent offense, the violator shall be guilty of a Class 4 felony. Effective August 9, 2019. License Requirement Exemptions, Section 5-20, the requirement for holding a broker, managing broker, Sponsoring broker or residential leasing agent license does not apply to the following. Owners or lessors, whether individuals or business entities, or their regular employees who sell, lease, or otherwise deal with their own property in the ways described under Article 1 definitions. This applies in the course of the management, the sale, or other disposition of their own, or their employer's, property. Acting under duly executed and recorded power of attorney to convey real estate from the owner or lessor. The services rendered by an attorney at law in the performance of her duties as an attorney at law. Any person acting as receiver, trustee in bankruptcy, administrator, executor, or guardian, or while acting under a court order or under the authority of a will or a testamentary trust. A resident apartment manager working for an owner or working for a broker managing the property, if the apartment is her primary residence and if she is engaged in leasing activities of the managed property. State and federal officers and employees or state government or political subdivision representatives performing official duties. Any resident lessee of a residential dwelling unit who refers for compensation to the owner of the dwelling unit or to the owner's agent, prospective lessees of dwelling units in the same building or complex as the resident lessee's unit, but only if the resident lessee refers no more than 3 prospective lessees in any 12-month period. Receives compensation of no more than $5,000 or the equivalent of 2 months' rent, whichever is less, in any 12-month period, and limits his or her activities to referring prospective lessees to the owner or the owner's agent, and does not show a residential dwelling unit to a prospective lessee, discuss terms or conditions of leasing a dwelling unit with a prospective lessee, or otherwise participate in the negotiation of the leasing of a dwelling unit. A hotel operator who is registered with the Illinois Department of Revenue and pays taxes under the Hotel Operators Occupation Tax Act and rents a room or rooms in a hotel, as defined in the Hotel Operators Occupation Tax Act for a period of not more than 30 consecutive days, and not more than 60 days in a calendar year, or a person who participates in an online marketplace enabling persons to rent out all or part of the person's owned residence. Notwithstanding any provisions to the contrary, the department and its employees shall be exempt from education, course provider, instructor, and course license requirements and fees while acting in an official capacity on behalf of the department. Courses offered by the department shall be eligible for continuing education credit. Broker's license, Article 5. A broker is defined as any individual, partnership, limited liability company, LLC, corporation, or registered limited liability partnership other than a residential leasing agent who, for another and for compensation, whether in person or through any media or technology, or with the intention or expectation of receiving compensation, either directly or indirectly, performs any of the services for which a real estate license is required. Section 1-10. Broker requirements. Applicants for a broker's license must meet the following requirements, as discussed in Section 5-27. Be at least 18 years of age and willing to supply a social security number. Be of good moral character. Have graduated from high school or obtained the equivalent of a high school diploma verified under oath by the applicant. Provide satisfactory evidence of having completed 75 hours of instruction, 15 hours of which must consist of situational and case studies presented in the classroom, or by other interactive delivery method presenting instruction and real-time discussion between the instructor and the students. Satisfactorily pass a state-sponsored written examination. 45-hour of post-broker is required before first renewal. It consists of 3 15-hour courses covering applied brokerage principles, risk management discipline, transactional issues, 50 question tests after each section given by the education provider. Will have, at most, 2.5 years to complete the 45 hours prior to first or second renewal date managing broker's license. Article 5, as of the 2019 amendment to the real estate law, all applicants for managing broker licenses in Illinois must be 20 years old or older, be of good moral character, have been licensed as a real estate broker for at least 2 of the previous 3 years, have completed 4 years of study at a high school or secondary school approved by the Illinois Board of Education, or the equivalent to 4 years of study as determined by an Illinois Board of Education administered exam, and verified by the applicant under oath. Have completed at least 165 hours of education as follows. 120 pre- and post-licensure hours, as required to obtain a broker's license. In the year before the application for managing broker is filed, 45 additional hours on brokerage administration and management. Of these 45 hours, 15 must consist of classroom instruction or some other means of interactive, real-time instruction and discussion between student and instructor. Take and pass a department-authorized written examination for licensure and submit a valid application for a managing broker license along with the required fees. Each application for a license, new or renewal, must include the applicant's social security number or tax identification number, in addition to the other required information. An applicant is permitted to act, subject to IDFPR approval, as designated managing broker after filing her application with the department and prior to receiving her license, but must not continue in this role past the term of 60 days after filing unless her license has been obtained within that period. Should a sponsoring broker's license be revoked or rendered inactive, all licensees under that sponsoring broker will be considered inactive until such time as the sponsoring broker's license is reinstated or renewed or the licensee changes employment. Expiration dates and renewal periods for each license are set by rule, and licenses can be renewed within 90 days prior to expiration upon completion of CE and payment of the required fees. Education exemptions, broker, managing broker. If an applicant for a broker's and managing broker's license is currently an attorney admitted to the practice of law by the Illinois Supreme Court, she is exempt from the education requirements. The attorney still must take and pass the state exam. Continued eligibility, brokers and managing brokers, Section 5-35. Approved education for potential brokers and managing brokers is valid for purposes of licensure for 2 years, after date of satisfactory course completion. An official uniform transcript is needed for taking the state exam except for persons exempt from the educational requirements. The broker or managing broker license must be applied for within 1 year of passing the state test. Failure to do so means retaking the test. Failing the state test, either broker or managing broker, 4 times from the date that the first real estate test was taken requires one to retake the educational coursework.